There was a French bishop who was an orator par excellence. Once he was asked, "What is the best compliment that you have ever received in your life?" He said, "It is not when somebody says, 'You have given a good lecture, you have spoken so well.' It is when somebody comes and says, 'After listening to your sermon, I feel motivated to do good.' And that is the greatest compliment. Actions speak louder than all the holy books. Actions speak fluently than all the holy words of all the holy texts. When we do something, the most important thing is, do others feel motivated to do the same? In our today's series, we will see these five things. The first is present moment grounding. Our mind has tendency to keep drifting in past or future. It doesn't like to stay in the present. It has got that innate tendency, that inborn predilection. To go into future imaginations or past memories. This very principle of keeping it grounded in the present frees us from unnecessary meanderings of the mind. How do we do this? The easiest method to come to the present moment is breath awareness. Whenever you find that mind is uncontrollably drifting from one fleeting scene to another fleeting scene. Make it focus on breath. Rather, the best method to begin meditation is box breathing. Whenever you sit for meditation, whether it is Amrit Vela meditation or evening meditation, after greetings of good morning, practice box breathing. What is box breathing? 1, 2, 3, 4, take breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, hold the breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, hold the breath outside. This is one cycle. The morning, the pranic field is enormous. When you fill your body with divine prana, a new surge of energy, a new tide of energy envelops you. So the first thing is greetings, then do box breathing. Then second is breath awareness. After one or two, three cycles of box breathing, square breathing, you come to breath awareness. Just watch, the breath is coming and breath is going. And then scanning the body. Scan the body from top till bottom, from top till bottom. Every small part of the body. When you scan, automatically, all your awareness comes in the present moment. And then you embark on the journey of Raja Yoga. This is the pre-meditation prep work. So this will anchor you in the present moment. And this anchoring is very important. Otherwise, you sit and immediately begin, I am soul. After few moments, quite unconsciously, you see that mind has drifted in the past or jumped into the future. So the first thing is, begin with box breathing, then breath awareness, and then scan the body. Once you finish this preparatory work, then begin the journey of meditation. So, this is about meditation. Even during the day, aim to come to this moment. In this moment lies eternity. In this moment lies the true wealth. Accumulate such present moment treasures. And by evening, when you look back, you will feel no regret and an unusual sense of happiness that you lived in this moment all the time. Collect such aha moments. The second trick is purpose reminder habit. Why I am doing this? Why I am doing this? What is the purpose? If I am Listening to some class, why I am listening. I am going to Madhuban and doing meditation, why I am going to Madhuban and doing meditation. If I am sitting, why I am sitting. What is the purpose? Reminding oneself of the purpose is very important. It's a preparation. There is one of the most famous book, and every actor reads that book. Every Hollywood, Bollywood actor reads that book. The name of the book is very old, 1936 publication. The actor, an actor prepares. That's the name of the book. All the famous actors of this country and all the countries across the world, they go through this book. An actor prepares. That book mentions the core element of acting. Acting should appear natural. If there are no conversations written in the script, the actor creates by his imagination. So it's a preparation. How do I act? What are the key elements of acting? How it should appear natural and not artificial? How they carry themselves on the stage, theater, dramatics. Films have come now. What was there earlier was dramas, theater, stage. So there is a preparation. They remind themselves why I am doing this. What is the purpose? And they remind themselves that this is an actor. This is an acting. I am different. Now I have to master Navaras. All the 9 types of emotions. They have to become angry sometimes. They have to become loving. They have to show a sense of wonder. All the different emotions. And the best actor is the one who can enact all of this quite naturally without a sense of artificiality. So they keep reminding themselves of the purpose. Why I do this? If I feel like to go to sleep, again the same questions. Why I am sleeping? This is not the time to sleep, but yet I am sleeping. Why? Probably my intake was heavy and that's causing sedation. I woke up late today. Why? Probably the night was punctured with external disturbances. Why wake up in the morning? Why? Put a why. Know the purpose. So this is a very good habit of reminding oneself of the purpose. The next is self-check. Pause. One circumstance after another. One situation after another. One challenge after another. And life becomes hectic. Is it not a better idea to pause in between? Whenever you get time, just pause. See the inner mirror. What I am doing. What are my thoughts? What are my emotions? Am I peaceful or restless? What is the present? State of the mind. Self-check pause. These pauses are very important. Very small pause. Whenever you have time, just pause. In every moment of leisure, pause and see and check. The next is inner smile practice. Inner smile is smiling inside. It's a very beautiful state of observed, of detached observership. I smile. I am not here to contradict, to resist, to justify, but just to watch the game, the play, the divine sport, the drama of divinity. This is a beautiful stage. Actors are coming, actors are going. Each actor is playing his part. What is factor X? Anyone? What is factor X? Factor X. Something extraordinary. Okay. Any better answer? Factor X. What is factor X? Anyone? There was an interview I was reading yesterday. One of the greatest film industry actor. They were interviewing him and asking, how is that you become so famous? He said, I work hard. They said, even we work hard. It was Shah Rukh Khan who was asked, how is that? There are actors whose looks are better than you. There are actors whose voices are better than you. There are actors whose height is better than you. There are actors whose expressions are better than you. But how is that you became so famous? If you go to any other country, the people there remember him. They don't remember other actors, but they remember him. India means he. It's like that. What is factor X? Hard work is there, definitely. Style, there are other actors whose styles are better. Style, okay, but there are other actors also whose styles are better. Time. Time? There are other actors also, very versatile actors in the industry. They can surpass him in all these things. There are other actors who are very smiling faces. There is something about that person that attracts the audience. It is something unknown that took him to the summit. It's not that others are not there. The others also, his dance is not that good. The other actors who may surpass him in dance, in looks, in voice, in expression, in everything. And yet, he remains unparalleled. Why? There is something which is called as factor X. Something unknown. And yes, definitely working hard. He says that whenever I go for the shooting, I feel as if this is my first day. So, of course, there is hard work and other things. They work very hard. They study psychology. They study philosophy. They study books. They travel a lot. They learn. And they are very humble people. That's why they learn a lot. So, factor X is something that puts them apart, sets them apart from the audience. It is some unknown factor, some extraordinary which is there, something that pulls, some magnetism, some charisma, some charm, some unknown attraction. Some inner smile. Some inner smile. So, watch that inner smile. Go within and watch that smile. Are you smiling inside? What is the emoji? This one? Smiling emoji? Or angry emoji? Irritated emoji? Disturbed emoji? Crying emoji? Frustrated? Every emoji has one name. Two smiling emojis have two different names. So see the inner smile. And the last is service mindset. Service is not about donation and charities. Service is not about what do I gain. It's about how do I contribute. It's the mind shift. It is a change of mindset from what do I gain to what do I contribute. If I sit here, what I am contributing? If I am talking, how I am contributing? If I walk, how do I contribute? If I work somewhere, how do I contribute? It's not about how do I gain, how much I gain, how it benefits me. It's a shift of consciousness from how do I give? It's in giving that we receive. It's in giving that we achieve. It is in distribution that we become divine. So service mindset. Service is the mindset. It is not about actions. It is the mindset. I'm here to serve. I'm here to help. I am here to cooperate. I am here to motivate. I am here to inspire. I am here also to give constructive feedback and make someone go ahead. I am not here to criticize, to shout. I am not here to tell them that you are nothing, you are insignificant. I'm not here to tell them that I know better than you, that's why I'm speaking. In speaking, I learn. In listening, I learn. I am an eternal learner. That mindset. There's a brother in Shantivan. He was highly educated and he was sharing his experience. When I came to Dadi Prakashman in 1990s, I was offered a very menial task, a very petty task of serving food. But I accepted it with love and I continued it, and even till date I am doing the same job. People asked him, "You are so learned, why are you doing all this work? You should do some higher seva of giving speeches." He said, "Look, I see that it was my dream that I should see Dadi Prakashmani every day. And by this service, I see her every day. I see that a lot of VIPs come to meet her just to take her drishti for one moment. And I am with her all the time. So is it not my great fortune?" And by this seva, I continued to be around her, to feel there was factor X in Dadi Prakashmani. Something unknown. Something unknown. Something charismatic, some magnetism, some spiritual charm that attracted. She became the cynosure of all the eyes. She became the spiritual nucleus of this yajna. There was no distinction in her eyes. Everyone was same. Hindu, may that person be of any religion. Anyone. So, the first thing is present moment awareness. Come to this moment. Drop the past. Forget the future. This moment. Now. The second is, remind yourself why I do this. The purpose. The third is, check yourself. Self-check. Inner smile. That should not vanish. Inner smile is not about laughter, ha ha ha. It's about spiritual smile. It's a divine smile. It's a state of cheerfulness. It's a state of happiness. It is a state of contentment. It is a state of satisfaction. Deep satisfaction. Urdu, there is a word, mutmain. Deep satisfaction. Santusht. And the last, you do everything, but the mindset is of service. I am here to serve. I'm not here to teach, do this, do that. It is not about didactic education. It is about learning mindset. I'm here to learn. If there are 100 people sitting here, I have my 100. These are my 100 gurus. I learn from them, but I do what my conscience dictates me. I take inspiration from Baba, but definitely these are the people who teach me, who guide me. Om Shanti.
तप की आग
शिव मनाव
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाव
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मनाव
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मनाव
हर जय का बीज
शिव मनाव
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिव मनाव
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मनाव
हर आंसू की मुस्कान
शिव मनाव
हर दिल का गान
शिव मनाव
हर अभाव की संपन्नता
शिव मनाव
हर संघर्ष की सहजता हर पीड़ा की राहत
शिव मनाव
हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिव मनाव
हर रोग का इलाज
शिव मनाव
हर का विश्राम
शिव मनाव,
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाव,
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाव,
अज पासा एक जप मन मनाभ, हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह का भार, रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मनाभ, शिव मनाभ।